Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Local Shop Podcast. I'm Chris Noyce, and as always, this is the podcast for everything to do with the convenience sector and the issues facing local shops. On this episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking all about ShopKind, the new campaign that you will be seeing absolutely everywhere, encouraging people to do the simplest of things, which is just to be nice to retailers and their colleagues. So more on that later. We've got some audio from an interview with James and Debbie and an interview with Ed Woodall, who's our Government Relations Director. But more on that in a minute. I just want to pick up on a couple of things. It's been a busy couple of weeks at ACS. We had our annual conference summit, another virtual conference last week, which was fantastic. We had some incredible speakers. The real highlight for me, I think, was Anthony Bennett, the inspirational speaker, and his story, incredible story of recovery and just saying yes to things. I think that was a really, a really positive way to start the conference and get people involved a bit more. I think that was great. We had Harge doing what only Harge can do, stopping us putting videos up by giving us copyright strikes because of all of his fantastic singing. So there's that as well. And then, all the other speakers as well. A huge thanks for taking part. And of course, the Thunderdome. When you have a Thunderdome of that size, you can only expect a storm brewing. So we apologise if there was any technical glitches through the conference, but you've got to expect a storm with a Thunderdome. All of the summit content, despite, as I say, copyright strikes, storms, everything, we have overcome all of those things, and all of the content from summit is available now on demand. So if you missed anything, then please do check that out. The other thing I want to pick up on just before we get on to talking about ShopKind more is the new campaign, which is hashtag do as Raj would do. Lots of people listening to the podcast will have known Raj. It's just been over a year now since Raj passed. Obviously a huge impact on the convenience sector, a legend of the sector. Raj, obviously one of the smiliest, happiest people you could ever meet. I was going back through photos of old summit conferences the other day, and we had Happy or Not, the people that have the smiley faces, and or the unhappy faces, depending on what your feedback is for the event. And one of the lasting pictures from that summit conference is Raj pushing the very happy face while making a very happy face, which just just sums it up really. The Do As Raj Would Do campaign starts today, 19th of April, and encourages people to honour his memory in a way of demonstrating what they would do in their communities, what they are doing in their communities. And I encourage you to get involved with that. More details, obviously, on the Blakemore website and online. So just search out Do As Raj Would Do and get involved with that. I want to talk about the ShopKind campaign now. And this is a huge thing that is the whole industry getting together to take part in this. And I thought it'd be good to get Ed on. Ed is our Government Relations Director, to talk about the campaign in more detail, to talk about where it's come from, where it's going, and how you can get involved. So let's get straight to it. Let's get Ed on the line and see what it's all about. Joined on the podcast now by Ed Woodall, who's Government Relations Director for ACS. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Chris.
So we're talking today about ShopKind. This is the big launch day of the campaign. We're seeing materials all over the place across broadcast and print and online. And if you go out onto your high street, you'll probably see the campaign materials, those pink and yellow materials and the smiley face out pretty much everywhere you look. Ed, obviously this is a huge campaign for the industry. But where did this come from? What's the driving force for getting this campaign together?
Yeah, a really exciting launch day today. I suppose the origins of this has come from the industry's continual engagement with government and across the board to try and address this issue of violence and abuse against shop workers, which has been a growing problem. But the communications campaign really represents people coming together to try and address this in a positive way. We're asking customers obviously to be out there, be mindful of the work that shop workers do, and really to shop kind in stores and then sort of encourage positive behaviours in stores and acknowledge the important work that people do. The Home Office ran a consultation on violence and abuse against shop workers back in 2019, and they came back with their results in 2020. And one of the recommendations was what can industry communication do to address this? So this is what ShopKind is. It's the industry coming together showing its commitment to tackling abuse and supporting colleagues in store. So it's really great to have such a sort of cross-section of the industry supporting the campaign.
And you mentioned that sort of a bit of the background there. I was going to ask about sort of why we need this now. Obviously, it's quite timely with the rest of retail and non-essential retail opening up. What's the reaction been for those retailers? And you mentioned as well, government. What's the reaction been both inside and outside the industry to the launch of this campaign?
So from within the industry, we've had really great support. And obviously, we're coordinating campaign, great support from the convenience sector. But it's not just been about grocery. It's been about food and non-food retailers, large and small retailers, all coming together. And you'll see that if you flick onto your social media feeds, there's a lot of coverage of the campaign. So that's really great. Within government as well, obviously, the Home Office is backing the campaign. We've seen that the Home Secretary providing supportive comments and the business team backing it as well. So really positive so far. I suppose the real measure is not just bringing those people together, but it's also sustaining that activity, because I think a key pillar of the ShopKind campaign is for it to last on an ongoing basis, to continue to raise the profile of this issue. So great support so far. We've just got to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, and it's an interesting campaign as well, because it's slightly different to the things that we've been involved with in the past, with previous campaigns being quite specific, being quite I guess policy focused, whether it be about engagement with the police or reporting or other specifics around that. Whereas this one is, as you said, it's a little bit different. It's a bit more consumer facing, and it's a bit more positive, I guess. Was that a deliberate decision to go in that direction?
Yeah, definitely. I think the industry wanted to come together and not redefine this problem, which we know well and is still really challenging, but also think about how we address it positively. And really, that's by asking our customers to think about their behaviour and also to recognise the great work that shop workers do in stores across the industry as well. So yeah, that was a positive decision to sort of focus on a positive way of addressing this. That said, all those other issues are still really, really important in the background to keep focusing on. We're still, separately from the ShopKind campaign, calling for tougher penalties for violence against shop workers, for more resources to police forces and more collaboration between retailers and the police to address this issue. But ShopKind is about positive action in stores and recognition of shop workers going forward.
I think that's a really important point, isn't it? Is that ShopKind is not there as a replacement for all that other work. It's there in addition to it as well. And all of that other work that you and your team are doing with the Home Office, with other retailers, with the police is still going on. And this is just, like I say, an additional positive campaign to bring the importance of retailers to the fore.
Yeah, and I think it really consolidates and acknowledges from government, from within the industry, the shared challenge here and recognises that this issue of violence and abuse against shop workers transcends, business priorities and all those things to actually being about people and caring for people and making sure that we really get the message across that these things has an impact on people. And that's what we need to focus on changing that in the future. So to bring everyone together to do that under ShopKind has been a really positive thing to do and hopefully a real step change.
Great. So if I'm a retailer listening to this and I don't have materials, I don't know where to go, how do I get involved with this? Is there something I need to do? Do I need to sign up to something, or can I just download the materials and crack on?
Yeah, so really simple. You can go to the National Business Crime Centre website, and they have all the ShopKind campaign materials on there in any and every different format you'd want. So there's lots of social media assets that you can go and download and use. There's posters that you could print off to use in your store in different formats with different messages. So it's all there on the National Business Crime Centre website. So download it, share it on your social media channels. And then if you want to longer term, you can sign up to support the campaign. Just drop me or anyone in the ACS team an email and we'll make sure on your mailing list so you can get all the material going forward. Because, this isn't just a one-off. This isn't just this week for ShopKind. It's going to be there for the foreseeable future, and the messaging will be changing and developing over time. So signing up to that mailing list, downloading the existing materials, that's how you can get involved. And you'll see, if you just flick through your social media channels, that it's everywhere at the minute, which is great. So by all means, join in.
Great. And what I will do as well is I'll make sure that we put the link to download the materials. We'll put that in the description of this podcast so people don't have to search it out, because the National Business Crime Centre website, as great as it is, probably a little bit tough to find if you're coming in cold. So yeah, we'll put that link directly there so you can get the assets straight away for your stores. So if we look into the future then, is there a specific end date? We talked about it, you know, it's positive messaging, there's no, you know, it's about awareness rather than a specific time frame. But is there a time where retailers have to sort of take the posters off and stop using them, or are we just carrying on into as long as we need to?
No, this is a really good point, really good question. So no, there's no specific end date to this. And really that reflects the problem and challenge we're trying to address. There's no end date to perhaps people coming into stores and being having those unfavorable behaviors. So the campaign can't just end. It's not time limited. It's going to go on and it's going to evolve over time to address different key issues. So that's why I say it's really important to be on the mailing list and get involved in that way so you can continue to engage in the materials as it goes forward. And hopefully something that the whole industry can continue to get behind.
Great. Okay, brilliant. I'll let you crack on then, Ed. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. That's Ed Woodall, Government Relations Director for ACS.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks again there to Ed, and of course to Ed's team, who've been working extremely hard on the launch of the ShopGuide campaign. One of the things that we're doing as part of the launch is taking part in interviews on TV and radio. And one of the highlights of that this morning has been Sky News, who spoke to James Lohman, our chief executive, and to Debbie Robinson, who's chief executive of the Central England Co-op, and of course the ACS chair. This was a fantastic interview this morning, so I thought I would get the audio for you to be able to play. So let's bring that in right now, and I'll hand over to Ian King from Sky to introduce the interview.
1.2 million incidents of verbal abuse took place against shop workers last year, a shocking statistic where many people have missed being out on the high street. Well, to address this, more than 100 retailers have come together to call for customers to be shop kind with the backing of the Home Office and Crime Stoppers. Well, joining me now to talk about this, I'm joined by Debbie Robinson. She's Chief Executive of Central England Co-op, and James Lohman. He's Chief Executive of the Association of Convenience Stores. Welcome to you both. Debbie, has this problem got worse during the pandemic?
Unfortunately, it has. But I have to say, most people have been kind and have really taken a moment during COVID to actually make eye contact and say thank you to so many of our colleagues in our shops. But unfortunately, as tempers frayed, and certainly as the pandemic went on for longer than any of us expected, people were really starting to behave badly, particularly around wearing face masks, social distancing, and also being expected to wait outside. And we just ask everyone that goes into their local store and just think of the person that is behind the service that you're receiving. That's somebody's mum, somebody's dad, somebody's child. So kindness is really important, I think, for all of us. And you feel so much better when you've been kind to people when you've been in a shop.
James, Debbie just mentioned some of the causes there. Do you worry that this is actually being underreported, this crime?
Yes, I think it's been underreported for many years. This is something which, unfortunately, many people working in stores see as being sort of part of the background, part of sort of wallpaper to their jobs, and that is completely unacceptable. And actually, as well as the messages to customers that the ShopKind message is trying to promote, there's a really important message to our colleagues in stores to say, don't accept this, do report it. And it's through that we can work with the police to identify those who are causing the greatest problems and to try and make sure there are consequences for them. So I think underreporting is a massive problem. And I think this is a perfect moment for this, really, because I think more customers have appreciated the stores that have been open, but they've also appreciated the stores that haven't been open until very recently and now want the opportunity to get back into those stores. So there's greater recognition of the importance of retail of all kinds, and this is the perfect time to be trying to land these messages to, I think, a very receptive public.
Debbie, James just mentioned the police there. Are the police responding to these sort of incidents as quickly as they might?
So they're certainly doing their best, and it is really important that regardless of whether it's actually responded to quickly, that you do actually report any incident. It's absolutely crucial. A couple of weeks ago, we got a call from the police, really proactive, to say a gang were operating in a particular area, and we took the decision to close our store early so that we wouldn't actually be targeted. So I think the police are, you know, really doing their best. We'd always like them to be there quicker. Obviously, but I think really working with the public, really helping them to understand how important it is to be kind and to be respectful for the colleagues that have really kept the nation fed during the most difficult of times.
James, what can shop workers themselves do to protect themselves? I mean, you can only pacify people for so much if they're hell-bent on creating a situation, I suppose.
Yes, and in a sense, shop workers shouldn't be having to change their behaviours to take account of people who are intent on abuse, and often sometimes that abuse does spiral into violence. There are, in the convenience store sector alone, there are 40,000 incidents of violence over the past year, and a quarter of them involved a weapon. So some of these do escalate. So the training we really give to colleagues in stores is about trying to manage and try and prevent that escalation. And it can come down to really simple things like greeting every customer that comes into the store. That acknowledges that you've seen them, if you like. And for those who may engage in opportunistic theft or who may think to commit abuse, it creates a personal link to the person in the store, which then makes it less likely they might do that. So there are some simple things like that, as well as, of course, of things like body cameras, headsets, CCTV, and those physical pieces of security. But the key is trying to prevent that escalation from trying to remind customers about COVID restrictions, for example, and that escalating into abuse or even violence.
OK, James Lohman, Debbie Robinson, very good to talk to you both this morning. Thanks for joining me.
That was James and Debbie there, just one of literally dozens of interviews that we've been doing throughout the day today to talk about the ShopKind campaign. And I will leave this podcast just by saying, please do get involved if you can. The materials are all available to download free of charge. Of course, you can go and use them on social media. We will put the link, as I said, in the chat with Ed earlier, in the description of this podcast. And of course, please do let us know what the feedback's like from customers. Are you getting more customers in if you've got ShopKind materials in your store saying, oh, actually, this is a really good idea? And, you know, is it diffusing potential incidents of abuse or violence in stores? Is it a talking point? Please do let us know. Either way, we want to know and get as much feedback about the ShopKind campaign as possible, because, you know, it's really important to our relationship with the Home Office and, you know, getting them to do things that will change the way that police, that government, that the industry looks at abuse and violence and crime in convenience stores. So please do get involved with the ShopKind campaign, as I've said. Hashtag ShopKind on social media as well to get involved with the conversation there. That's it for everything on this episode of the Local Shop Podcast. You please subscribe to the podcast to get episodes before anyone else. And follow us, of course, on Twitter at ACS_local shops and at Local Shop Pod.